9 in the box. Offset eye to the near side as Jen Wright will give to his fullback Rice as he'll break a tackle. Gets across midfield into Morgan Academy territory, right at the Patriots logo around the 48-yard line for about a 4-yard gain. And a 2nd and 6 to go as we are at 10 minutes left in the first half, 7-0. Pike Liberal Arts on top.
We've seen a lot of number 32 tonight on defense. Chase Utsey, the junior, he's getting down in there downhill, playing a very aggressive game on defense. I'm very impressed by the junior linebacker.
So they'll spot the ball back at the 49-yard line instead of 2nd down and about 8 to go. Offset eye near side with one lone receiver. The snap and the give up the middle to Ball as he'll plunge forward across midfield to around the 47-yard line for about 2 yards on the play. Good gang tackling that time by Morgan Academy's linebackers, including J.R. Wood, setting up a 3rd down and about 6 to go.
You don't have to tell us twice that the weakness on this team defensively is the running prevention. I mean, they've struggled with it so far throughout the season. They just got to buckle down and try to stop it. If they do, they can force some passes, hopefully get some turnovers.
Line to reach for the 1st down, just shy of the 40-yard line. Snap and the pitch back to Ball to the near side. As Morgan Academy strings it out well as Harrison Adams comes up from his cornerback spot to come up with the TFL back at the 48-yard line to set up a 4th down and about 8 to go.
Nice play by Harrison Adams. He can do it on offense. He can do it on defense. And then number 56, Jack Stewart, who had led the team in tackling last week, was 7. That was a nice, solid defensive play right there, James. I'm hoping to see more of that as the game progresses.
Also, 2 sacks for Jack Stewart last week against Lee Scott Academy. To be Grice back to punt.
And this is where things can get nice for Morgan Academy. I see what Brian
snap
can
and
do.
A fumbled snap that time as Morgan Academy corrals it inside the Pike 40 back at the 38-yard line, and that is the break Jake Wingo's been looking for.
There you go, right? Nail on the head right there. The break Jake Wingo's been looking for. Now look at Davis Campbell and Jack Stewart. They're pumped up down on the field. Huge play for Morgan Academy. Now it's time to execute.
Put on your offensive play calling hat here. What do you go with this time off a big play?
I want to say the home run ball, but after, you know, the mishaps tonight, I say let's just develop. Let's settle into the game a little bit more. Let's get a score on the board first before we get any trick plays in.
Now, we have seen a deep completion to Sawyer Hawkins earlier in the ball game. So it'll be a 1st and 10 at the 39 of Pike Liberal Arts off right in front of us going to our left. In motion is Bracken. Snap and the pitch back to Bracken to the far side as he has some blocking across the 35. 30 has some room down the far boundary, 25, and wrestled out of bounds at the 19-yard line for a 20-yard gain. And the 1st and 10 and some of the best run blocking we've seen all season long for Morgan Academy.
Absolutely. And look at Wooden Kimmer just leading the way, clearing the path for Sam Bracken. I'm impressed by this blocking so far from Morgan Academy tonight, and Bracken still continues to sport his athleticism. He's a big playmaker for this offense.
1st down and 10 in the red zone for Morgan Academy. Back split in the shotgun. Snap, and the get to Kimmer up the middle. He'll get turned around and spun down around the 16-yard line. Still a solid, modest 1st down game of about 3, close to the 15-yard line, as we are under 8 minutes left in the first half with Pike leading 7-0.
Well, now we get our first look at the red zone offense for Morgan Academy, and you definitely don't want to go backwards when you're in the red zone. It's just gaining yards gradually, wearing down this defense for Pike County. I like the scheme so far on offense for the Senators.
Pike Liberal Arts on defense as they've got a 3-man front. Trips receivers near side. Man coming in motion on the jet sweep, Henderson. He'll cut it up off the handoff. Breaks the tackle to the 10. Carrying defenders with him to the 7-yard line. Should be and is close to, and I think will be, enough for a 1st down.
Yeah, that's going to be enough. And Jackson Henderson coming off there, running with a full head of steam on the edge, cutting it upfield this time, and running over Marquise Christensen, the safety for Pike Liberal Arts.
So we saw a throwback pass last week around this part of the field for Morgan. As a 1st and goal, we'll call it the 6-yard line at the near hash mark to our left.
Watch Henderson. He caught both touchdowns last week versus Lee Scott.
10 on the play clock as Harrison Adams calling for an audible. Shotgun as coming in motion, Bracken snap and the give to Wood as he'll get stuffed at the line. And maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage to set up a 2nd down and goal from the 6.
Yeah, no trick in the defensive front for the Patriots. The Pike Liberal Arts Academy, they had that one snipped out. But a 2nd and goal, and I would say right here, you're in four down territory.
Approaching 6.5 minutes left in the first half. Morgan Academy with the touchdown and an extra point can tie it up. Second and goal, near hash mark to our left at the 6-yard line. Play clock down to 7 as the pistol with Kemmer, the lone setback. Bracken in motion, snapping the pitch to Bracken as he'll try and go to the far side. Gets a Kemmer block, cuts it up toward the goal line and in for the Senators' touchdown.
Bracken once again, and his path cleared once again by Wood and Kemmer, the senior. Hey, different jersey, same playmaking ability. Big score for Morgan Academy right there.
7-6, the point after can tie it up as J.R. Wood coming out for the extra point as Harrison Adams will stay on as the holder.
This is a huge extra point. Got to get this game all knotted up at 7 apiece.
As you see with the Pac-12 teams on the West Coast, always got to watch those fakes after especially the first extra point.
The Pac-12 teams and the Auburn Tigers in the SEC.
Snap is good. The hold is there, and the kick on the way has plenty of distance, and it's through the upright. So we're halfway through the first half. 6:09 left in the opening half. We're tied up at 7. This will take a 30-second timeout here on 100.9 Alex FM.